Network.
The real deal. Now, he said, I'm going to produce this show the way I want. I'm going to find out the truth. He believed global warming was real, found out it was a fraud, admitted he was wrong. He didn't really believe Manchurian candidates were real. When did the research? It was there. HAARP, the global death plot, the global extermination plan. And now the show is picked back up. We'll be back on, I guess, in the next year or so, looking to start shooting again coming up in the middle of the summer. We've only got this segment, one more with Jesse Ventura. And Jesse, let's walk through the book here. I'm going to get a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I don't want to say what is your favorite chapter, but what chapter do you think is the most hardcore or the most frightening?
Hardcore, the most frightening. Well, to me, in our modern times, naturally 9/11. Because that's what set the table for everything that's going on right now. Now, for in my lifetime, I think it was the assassination of Jack Kennedy, because I believe when they could take out our president, it gave them great courage to do anything they wanted. Take out our president and get away with it. That gave them great courage that if you can kill the president and get away with it, you can get away with anything.
Absolutely. I mean, if they could kill him in plain view as a message to those that are informed that, hey, this is a dictatorship of the CIA. What do you think? Well, you may not have seen it. About a month ago, Ron Paul gave a speech and said, there's been a coup in America, the CIA ships in the drugs, and they run America.
Well, I don't know if they run America, but they damn sure do the drug business, because that's how they're able to do the clandestine things that they can do without having to report it to the Congress. See, the Congress allocates all the money. But if they can get money from an outside source, well, then they're not responsible to Congress. So then they become rogues or cowboys out there, and they can literally do any type of operation they want without clearing it with anything.
Is this... What book are you most proud of?
Creative-wise, I'm most proud of Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. But excitement, interest-wise, I like this one the best, because this one is not about Jesse Ventura. You know, my first three books were all about me. And so this is the first book I've done where I'm not the focus of the book. The focus of the book is the 14 conspiracies. So it's a new level of my writing now, along with Dick, of going to something that doesn't necessarily mean is about Jesse Ventura, that it's about something else.
And folks, you may think you know it all, but you'll learn something of this book. It's a great quick read. It's a thick book, but it goes very quickly. You get addicted to each chapter, wanting more of the information. Buy the book, read it, then give it to a family or member or somebody at work. Wake somebody up, because the people are ready to be awakened now. Jesse, can you feel the awakening taking place?
Well, I really am, and I can feel it in many, many ways, and I'll give you two easy ways. Every time I fly to Chicago O'Hare, I get recognized, and all the people in Illinois come up to me and say, hey, we need you to be our governor. Because, of course, the last two governors they've had, Governor Ryan and the other guy, are going to jail. Or they, Now I'm in New York. You can't believe all the New Yorkers in Manhattan begging me to move to New York and become their governor. What I feel happening right now, Alex, is a true grassroots movement of total disgust and untrust with our government, which hurts me. It really does, because I love this country. And to watch the people who are now, why should they be put in a position to where they can't have respect and they can't have credibility and they can't have trust in their elected officials?
Governor, stay there. Let's come back and finish up with that thought. And then I'm going to ask you about the naked body scanners. Will you let them record your naked body or that of your wife or children? All Americans have to ask that question. We'll be right back with Jesse Ventura.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up for the balance of the hour, after Governor Ventura leaves us at the end of this segment, we've got a constitutional lawyer who got the policy change at the Denver County courthouse where they were naked body scanning even children. Now Homeland Security, we played a video from Homeland Security 2 days ago here on air. If you missed it, it's in the archives at PrisonPlanet.tv, where they're going to have mobile naked body scanner trucks. And you can't make this up. Brain scanners. Here's French news agency. Brain scan can read people's thoughts. Total quackery, folks. And they ask you, are you a terrorist? When you go in a football stadium, you go in a rock concert, these are going to be everywhere. Governor Ventura, you're forced to fly a lot when you're shooting your top TV show or when you're traveling you're promoting books. What are you going to do when they try to force you through a naked body scanner?
Well, first of all, Alex, I've been through one.
Oh, my gosh.
No, wait a minute. Let me explain. I had my hip replaced a couple years ago. So I've got carbon titanium steel. They did hip resurfacing. They covered the joint and it with carbon titanium steel. So every time I go through an airport, Governor Jesse Ventura gets wanded and searched because I set the beepers off. Well, the way it happened to me was I was late for a flight out of Denver, and I wanted to get on the plane to get home, and they told me that if I went through that, I could make the plane faster because I wouldn't have to set a beeper off to where they could then have to sit there and wait to be wanted. So just simply to speed the process up, I went through one. But I think they're utterly absurd for the most part. But, I mean, what are you going to do when you got to get on a plane or use a plane if it's required to do it? I mean, what's going to happen to all of us then?
If it's, I don't know.
It's mandatory that if you're going to fly, you have to walk through one of these. So it did happen to me once. And, you know, you got to remember, though, Alex, a naked body scanner truly doesn't bother a Navy SEAL bad because we never wear underwear anyway. And, you know, we do things like skivvy checks all the time. So being naked ain't no big deal.
I understand that, but hurting our families through it, going through it to get into a ball game, this is clearly just meant to dominate us, to break our will, to make us submit.
Well, yeah, and it's all about control. It's all about violating your rights. I mean, let's look at it now. They've shredded the Fourth Amendment. I read a book down in Mexico where every one of our emails and every one of our phone calls in this country can be, you know, has to pass through the government.
Well, that's another subject I wanted to raise. Wired magazine headline, cybersecurity, the end of the open internet, and Cass Sunstein at the White House and others, they're saying they want fines, fees, taxes on, quote, conspiracy theories, so taxes on ideas, or maybe it should be made illegal, and the Pentagon is openly taking the internet over.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew that would happen because, because the internet was the one thing they didn't have control over. And for a while, and, you know, and so they, I knew absolutely that they couldn't let some rogue thing out there because where do you get your real information? Now, let's be honest, there's a lot of BS on the internet. You got to sift your way through it. You don't know whether it's true.
But that's free speech.
But the internet is truly the only place where you can learn anything real.
But as angry as people are and as fast as the awakening's happening, every time they try to censor InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or your Huffington Post article, it only makes people want to find out what the censorship is all about.
Hopefully, and I'll make one last appeal that you say it. Hey, all them Alex Jones listeners out there, email that damn Huffington Post and ask why they censored me.
Did you see the articles? And it isn't just Philadelphia. It's all over the country. Taxpayers pay for laptops. They give them to the kids at the schools. And the principals are watching the kids in their bedrooms, even at home. And how do we learn about this? The principals are going on TV bragging about it like it's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Alex, we got to wake them up, man. You know, people need to understand that this is supposed to be the country of freedom. This is not East Germany. This is not behind the Iron Curtain. You know, this is, but we're heading that way. It just seems that they, since there's so many countries in the world where that type of behavior does happen, and it seems that we're going in that direction rather than being heading in the direction of freedom.
His book, Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies, only out 5 days, already in the top 10 bestseller list. Get it discounted with a free film. Nobody's offering that at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Governor, continuing here with the book, but I have one final question overall. You've always questioned the system. Ever since you learned about JFK, you said 30 years ago, started researching it. But what has it been like for you, a transformation, really going down the rabbit hole, really going into the matrix, really immersing yourself in what they call the conspiracy culture or the culture of simply asking questions?
Well, I don't mind it because when I got done being governor, you know, you get kind of bored after that job and you gotta, you know, I'm young enough to where I need to focus on something else. And now I'm focusing on this, and the thing that I like about it is the fact that it's reality. You know, you're not dealing with what Tom Clancy writes or what Vince Flynn writes, where they write a great espionage book, but it's all fiction and it's the product of their imagination. It's fun to get into things where you can deal with and read about names, where you can put that name to a face. And I find that very intriguing and entertaining to me when I can do that.
That's right. I mean, truth, they've always said, is a lot stranger than fiction, and reality is so much more complex and real, and it's just so empowering to actually be informed and be on a journey of knowledge instead of just watching a television with a bunch of mindless sitcoms all day.
Exactly. Although, wait a minute now, I do like The Young and the Restless yet.
Oh, man. I know. I always read that about you. You are certainly a character. You are something else. What do you think your dad would think, highly decorated World War II veteran, looking down from, you know, heaven or from wherever and seeing what his son has done? I mean, what an amazing life. I mean, you've had one of the most interesting lives out there.
Well, you know, I will tell you this, Alex. The major regret of my life is the fact that when I won governor, both my mother and father weren't there to see it.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing I could do, but get this. My mother predicted it. Not that I would win governor, but in the last weekend that before my mom passed on and we knew it was going to happen, many friends and that came over and all that to talk to her. And they told me, she didn't do it in front of me, but she said to them, you keep an eye on him, because he's going to do something very big. And this was back in 1995. All I had been was a suburban mayor. I was doing talk radio then. How did my mother know what was in store for me?
Because you hadn't even thought of running for governor then.
No, that was the farthest thing from my mind. I had been a mayor. I was successful. But I wanted to go back to the private sector again, which is where I was at that time. But how did my mom, could she say that the last 48 hours of her life?
Well, the time always goes by very quick with Jesse Ventura. We've only got about 4 minutes left. 14 chapters in the book. I expose the fake loan nuts, the big money plot to overthrow FDR, the Bush's grandfather, the Nazi plan, Bush Sr.'s dad, the Kennedy assassination, the assassination of Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King assassination, the assassination of Robert Kennedy, Watergate revisited, the CIA's war against Nixon, the Jonestown massacre, October surprise, the first stolen election, your government dealing drugs, the stolen elections 2004 and almost 08, what really happened on September 11th, the Wall Street conspiracy, and the secret plan to end American democracy. Let's talk about 13 and 14 here and why people should get the book. Wall Street conspiracy briefly, and then the secret plan to end American democracy, shadow government.
Well, you know, they are what they are. You know, the Wall Street conspiracy to me is an attempt to monopolize for Goldman Sachs. They let Lehman Brothers fall on their face, and yet we prop up Goldman Sachs. And isn't it interesting that every Treasury secretary we've had in how many administrations now has come out of Goldman Sachs?
Almost every one.
Yeah. Literally in the last 30, 40 years, every one of them. You're telling me that they got the market cornered on smartness?
The guy running the Greece collapse 10 years ago and today is Goldman Sachs.
Exactly. You know, and so, and as far as taking away our democracy, well, you see that right now happening. I mean, the shredding of our Constitution, the shredding of our Bill of Rights, the suspension of habeas corpus. And I will say this, those things are the things that have me most upset about President Obama and of course, the Patriot Act. Why haven't those things been repealed?
He reauthorized it.
The Democrats, supposedly, they got both houses, they got the president, and yet they're not touching it. So it shows you clearly that there is no difference between the Democrats and Republicans. They all have the same thing in mind.
And that's the real revolution, is taking the states back, third parties. It's starting to happen. But Obama's created a coffee party to control the left. The Republicans are taking over the Tea Party. What do you think of the Tea Parties?
Well, the Tea Party, you know, I'll say this, Alex. I like it when new parties show up. Because I may not agree with them necessarily, but as long as they show up, that still gives us more choices than two. We get beyond Coke and Pepsi. And so my big criticism of the Tea Party is that, first of all, they're not grassroots. They're being highly funded. And second of all is the fact that where were they if they're supposed to be a Tea Party and a constitutional protector against taxes and all this stuff? Well, where were they when Bush was in office shredding the Fourth Amendment and suspending habeas corpus?
Absolutely. And Obama's continuing the signing statements, the executive orders, all of it showing us that the same big money interests own the entire paradigm. Governor, I know you're going to be headed back to Mexico in the next few weeks. Look forward to seeing you with the TV show when you get back. Look forward to hanging out with you and the crew. And I just want to thank you for taking me along in this great journey. And it's just been wonderful working with you. And I look forward to all the great, great things you're going to do in the future, sir.
Well, first of all, Alex, I joined you on the journey because you were on the journey before I was.
I know, but you're helping. I mean, you're bringing it to a new level. And we just... You've got a great spirit. You're a good man, and we love you, Governor Jesse Ventura. Get the new book, Infowars.com, already a bestseller.
RFID chips are becoming more and more common. Right now, there are hundreds of millions of new credit cards and passports that contain these tiny radios. How can you keep them from transmitting your information? Turn them off with ID Stronghold. Secure wallets and secure sleeves from ID Stronghold will block these radio signals. Visit IDStronghold.com or call 800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770. IDStronghold.com. Protect your information.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Well, got a long way to go and a short time to get there. He's bounding down. The American people and the people of the world are waking up to the New World Order. This has been one hell of a Friday edition. I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out because we got a run to make. We're not shipping a bunch of beer in an 18-wheeler. We're bringing liberty and freedom and the Constitution. Well, a few months ago I was amazed. to see video of constitutional lawyer, very successful counselor, Gary Fielder, going in to the county where Denver's at and saying no to the naked body scanner. And he got the policy changed because it violates child porn laws. 18 and under, they don't scan you. People can now be patted down if they want because, you know, we're the evil prisoners. He couldn't even practice law there without doing this. They were blocking his access to the courts, violating his constitutional rights. And now we've shown Homeland Security 18-wheeler trucks. Speaking of 18-wheelers, the globalists have got their run to make. They say they're going to have them at concerts, outside malls, at highway checkpoints. So as we told you, anything they do in the airport is a beta test for everywhere else. So when I heard that this gentleman was coming here to Austin, Texas, I wanted to get him in studio. So, Gary Fielder, it's great to have you here with us.
Alex, thank you so much. What a wonderful place you have here. You don't really realize how great of an operation is until you get here and get to walk around a little bit. Congratulations. You've really done a wonderful job.
Well, it's not that. I mean, it's cozy, but we just expanded. We're building a TV studio, but thank you. This is a short segment. I'm going to try to shut up here and get into the fight against the naked body scanners. I've been really not promoting it. $15,000 in prizes. We need to get a banner up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. I asked for that, and we need to get the guys to do that. I know they're busy. About the contest to expose the naked body scanners. But what you're doing is legal, and you're traveling the country, but you're also talking about the overall attack on our Bill of Rights and Constitution from the unique perspective as a constitutional lawyer. So break down the naked body scanners and everything else that's happening.
Well, the naked body scanner story started when I went down to a local county, Douglas County, and I had protested a couple of other times and had been just completely searched, as I detailed on your show. So there just came a point where there had to be a breaking point where I wasn't going to go through the scanner and I wasn't going to be touched. I just got a call a couple of days ago from an Oath Keeper on the plane on the tarmac at San Francisco, outraged at what he had just gone through. He refused the scanner, and just like we talked about, they ran their hands up and down his legs.
They grabbed your genitals. They grabbed your wife's genitals.
They ran his fingers through his hair, and he was on the phone talking to me, outraged at what he had to go through. There was no third option of a metal detector, a wand.
And clearly it's harassment.
There's no legitimate reason for it. Name one instance where an American got on a plane and flew it into a building. Name one instance where, you know, a guy went down to the commercial airline and did anything other than try to get on to a plane. So it's an issue where people are just going to have to stand up for their rights. And I heard you talking to Mr. Ventura. At first, you're going to have to be searched. Do not go through that body scanner. That's an absolute degradation of your rights. The idea of having a naked picture of me stored on a hard drive is repugnant enough to actually have to go through the...
And a month ago, they said it was going to be voluntary. Now they're saying, oh, maybe it will be mandatory.
Well, there's going to have to be an alternative. We got to thinking about it back in Denver. It's not just about getting on a plane. What if you get on a plane and then you can't get back? What about your family? What about your business waiting for you? What if you get stranded because you just stand up for your constitutional rights? So we all know where this is going. This is going to the federal court. They're going to have to decide this. They're going to have to decide this on the issue of privacy. And so there's a lot of cases that have come out in favor of reproductive rights and things like that, which sort of interweave a right to privacy into our Constitution, which some of us have objected to over time. We're going to have to use that same case law and put it over into a right to privacy connected with a right to travel.
And a presumption of innocence. You know, they sell it like, oh, we don't discriminate. Everyone is tracked and traced. But then in reality, that gets rid of any type of probable cause or due process where, oh, you have rights to have no rights.
Right. You have rights to have no rights. Now, this is why I'm so excited about the issue of sovereignty, because in order to look somebody in the eye and say no, in order to say, hey, I'd rather not do that, whether it be acting like a monkey on the side of the road at the direction of a police officer, whether it be completely having your body touched or having your naked body photographed, at some point you got to be able to square up and say, no, sir, I'd really rather not do that. And that requires the consciousness of a sovereign, not the consciousness of a slave that says, you know, no, I don't want to do that, I'm scared. The consciousness of a sovereign that stands up and says, no, sir, there's going to have to be another option.
And they're always pushing the boundaries. Now they say suicide bombers may have fake breast implants. We need to X-ray you. And this system already gives you some radiation, but even more. We're going to come back and talk about the event you've got coming up in Austin, how folks can go to that. And we're going to talk about a lot more and continue to talk about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And now they want mobile, well, they have them, mobile 18-wheelers where they're going to herd you and your family at checkpoints through these and take your blood.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The end is near.
No, this is not a New Age prophecy. I'm Steve Shank. Alex and I told you 2 weeks ago about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free production special that eFoods Direct is running on the new Quick Fix storable food supplies. Get your order in by Monday, March 22nd, or lose out on the best delicious storable easy fix food deal on the planet. On Monday, the 22nd, we stop taking the Buy 3, Get 1 Free orders, total them up, and go to production. Those smart enough to get their orders in by Monday the 22nd will get one free for every three they buy of the special items. You know you're going to need all the food you can get. You can't afford to wait another minute. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell.
We are back live. We're going right back to our guest here in just a moment. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show with Bob Chapman, Jesse Ventura, and now our guest in studio, Possible, eFoodsDirect.com, the highest quality storable foods out there. They got a bunch of different food lines. They've got a special, the best special they've ever offered right now. Buy three of small units, medium units, big units, and you get one free. Buy three. Get one free, eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. Their toll-free number, if you want to get a free brochure and you don't have internet, is 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or E, just the letter E, FoodsDirect.com. We've got banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. And also My Solar Backup, ladies and gentlemen, great little units. We've been promoting these for 2 years. Our listeners just love them. You can buy a bunch of them, run your whole house. It's a solar panel, the little control unit, the battery unit that saves it. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch? Well, this is the way to do it. Unlike gas generators, this great little solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. So go to MySolarBackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so take action today, mysolarbackup.com. Now, going back to Gary Fielder, Gary, continuing, my issue here is it's not just this act of submission, it's, you know, this pointlessness. They help the underwear bomber get on the plane. That's now admitted, but they bury it in footnotes in the news. Now they have you seen the video of these big mobile trucks?
No, I haven't.
In fact, we played that, what, Tuesday? Try to pull that up just while he's talking. Show the mobile trucks with body scanners, brain scanners. Here's AFP today. Brain scans can read people's thoughts. You know, as a lawyer, it took decades to prove that the lie detectors were quackery. It was just a way to send innocent people to prison. This is even worse. So this, as bad as it sounds, this is only the beginning, these body scanners. Please continue.
Well, again, it comes down to having, first of all, enough intestinal fortitude to say no. But when you say no, then what's going to happen? It sort of shifts the burden, if you will. And I don't want to put anybody in danger. Nobody wants to get their arm twisted up their back or arrested. But when you're at an airport and you're just simply standing up for your right to privacy, the next issue becomes the alternative. They're going to have to give an alternative to children. That's set in stone.
The British government said that.
So if you're going to run 16 and 17-year-old young men and women through, well, why can't an old 46-year-old like me go in that line and just have to put up with the search? I'll do that twice. But at some point, the federal court's going to have to issue that, or your state court. I don't think the state court will have jurisdiction over TSA, so ultimately it's going to have to wind up in a federal court.
And we've got to buck this, so they're going to put it in everywhere, like the courthouse.
Well, this has to be nipped in the bud now.
And you had success.
Well, I had success in the courthouse because it was a little bit different because you had to go to court. Witnesses were subpoenaed to court. Lawyers were on the docket to be there. There's always this issue of, well, just don't get on the plane. Take a plane. Drive your car. That kind of goes against the right to travel, but they want to use their ability to reasonably regulate. So all of those different issues are going to clash. So now's the time to do it. Now's the time to get in to federal court and get this issue litigated. Now, what does that mean? That means waiting. That means being patient. That means picking the perfect plaintiff. That means trying to get it into the jurisdiction that you think is going to be most favorable, not just filing some injunction tomorrow down at your local courthouse. So this is going to have to be a sophisticated fight. That's what it's going to have to be. But it needs to be done now before they're all installed. I went through Denver International Airport 2 weeks ago, and they had two lines, one with the scanner, one without. It was about 50-50, so I got to choose. So they're just trying to integrate them in so that the next time I go down there, there's going to be two. But there's going to have to be a third line for some reasonable alternative. So the real issue is, what is the reasonable alternative? I think I could convince a federal judge that having your body touched is just as bad as having your body photographed.
Well, there's also the angle separately to go after Chertoff, who made the orders for these billions of dollars of machines when he was the head of Homeland Security and now makes money from it. There's more than one way to skin a cat as well.
Well, it's not just a matter of inconvenience. We've all been grossly inconvenienced just trying to get onto a plane. So we just stand there and take that for an hour and a half. This is seriously about touching your body or taking a photograph of your naked body. I think that's about as invasive as you can get. Other than extracting bodily fluid, we're right at it.
Well, they do that in Texas now. They take blood without warrants at checkpoints.
Right.
First, it was these fake warrants they would swear out for everybody. Now it's just legislature said, yeah, then no more Fourth Amendment.
Right. Well, people come up to me as a criminal lawyer, and they always ask about DUI. What should I do when I get pulled over? And, you know, I don't give that advice of crack the windshield, you know, slip your driver's license out. I don't say that. I say roll down your window, be pleasant, be nice, but be short. You don't need to speak to the government. You don't need to get out of your vehicle. You need to show them your documentation and ask to move forward. At every level, you have to check that officer. Otherwise, you're going to be out of that car. You're going to be in front of headlights, jumping around on one foot and spinning.
Well, the way to stop the DUI checkpoints is on the Fourth Amendment, obviously. But on top of that, the illegal aliens in 800-plus cities are given a free pass. That's discriminatory.
Well, that's a whole different issue that's really hitting Denver hard because a local person whose child was unfortunately killed at a Baskin-Robbins has just sued the city and county of Denver I believe the state of Colorado and a couple of different agencies for continuously giving this particular gentleman who was driving pass after pass after pass on habitual traffic offender tickets, driving under revocation. But they just give him a pass, so sure enough.
Let me guess, he was an illegal.
Yes.
In Austin, I've talked to the county officials.
Right.
They say they're allowed to run people over and they're let go. I mean, it's God level.
Right.
A cop can't be drunk driving and kill somebody. And I mean, literally, I ought to change my name to, like, you know, Juan Gonzalez and just be God.
It sent a shiver through the spine of every police officer and every police chief and every politician who now has to deal with this issue. And so I'm not encouraging lawsuits, but
I am.
As much as we badmouth the federal court, that's why it's down the street.
Well, we have to bring force to bear on people that are violating our rights.
You're not going to find the remedy in state court. You're going to have to go to the federal court and file either injunctions, declaratory actions, lawsuits. I mean, if someone touches me, I consider that a harm.
Well, Gary Fielder, I'm asking a lot of questions here, and we're running out of time, and this is a great interview with you. I want to have you back. But the time we've got left, the 20 minutes we've got left, give us the website. Tell us about the event. I'm told you've got a new DVD out. Tell us about all that.
Okay, I'm working on a DVD that's coming out hopefully in August. I'm traveling the western side of the country giving seminars on sovereignty. Part of the problem that I see is that we carry around with us the consciousness of a slave. And it's not our fault. We were just brought up like that. We've
capitulated. We're like a whore who has a pimp beating her up.
And we've been brainwashed. That TV is just pounding us every day, and commercials and all of the media that we see through newspapers, books. So the subconscious gets bombarded with a lot of information. To think of yourself as a sovereign is one thing. To know legally that you're a sovereign is another. So what I make, I outline a 7-hour argument with a 200-page handout that absolutely outlines that your forefathers, Mr. Jones, they settled this country. They spilled their blood. They fought in the Revolutionary War, and they formed this nation, and they were declared sovereigns.
And they were mental giants celebrated the world over. We're going to do what they've set up. We're not going to follow this tyranny.
Their posterity is you. Their posterity is me. So when I start talking about sovereignty, everybody always wants to talk about, whoa, that makes me better or that makes me more immune. It's not about that anymore. It's the responsibility that a sovereign has. It's the duty that a sovereign has. I'm missing a volleyball game tonight. I don't want to miss that volleyball game. But as a sovereign, it's my duty. You've got to do what you got to do.
And it's that sense of duty. I mean, it's not like it's even work. Once you're possessed by the animating spirit of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said, with a fire of liberty in your mind, and then it spreads. Tell us about the event coming up in Austin.
Okay, I'm at the AT&T Event Center tomorrow. Check-in is at 8:30. The seminar lasts from 9 to 4. There's breaks in the morning, and there's a break in the afternoon and lunch. The AT&T Event Center is at, I believe, the bottom of the tower by the water fountain down there. We've got a room set up for 65, and so it's a PowerPoint presentation with moving video and a handout.
Uh-oh, you shouldn't have come on the show. You're going to turn away 500. But people should still try to get in.
Well, I do charge tuition of $100, which a lot of people criticize, but it does cost me a lot of
money. Hey, you had to pay to drive here. You had to pay to fly here.
You
know what? That's an enemy conditioning operation. You shouldn't sell a Jesse Ventura book. You shouldn't produce films and have your own operation. How are we ever going to fund ourselves when the government uses our own tax money to enslave us? No, people need to spend more money. They need to support everybody. That's what my show is a platform for people like you.
Well, I really appreciate it. Just to get a flavor of what it will be like, there's a free video called Gig Is Up. It's on my website, gigisup.net. And that kind of gives you an idea of where we're going with this.
So this starts when in the morning?
The check-in is at 8:30, and the seminar starts at 9, but I typically don't get going until about 9:10 or 9:15. So come by, and everybody that's been to the seminars, I've given one in Denver, Omaha, and L.A., have come out of there feeling an entirely different way. They walk out of there with their shoulders pinned back thinking, all right, I'm going to find out about my family.
Yeah, that's right. People think that it's our position to be slaves and to be tasered and beat up and screamed at and for people to be rude to us, that government's God and their paychecks go up, our paychecks go down. That's not the case. Okay, in the 15 minutes we've got left, let's launch into your legal arguments against the naked body scanners and other unconstitutional issues and where you see this society going.
Well, the hard thing to get in federal court is standing. You can't just go into federal court and say, hey, Your Honor, I want these body scanners out of the airport. I want them out of the courthouse. Well, you have to have harm. There has to be a remedy because you've suffered a violation of either your constitutional rights or your personal body. I think having to involuntarily be subject to a search when I've done absolutely nothing wrong.
And the Ninth Circuit just ruled 2 weeks ago the police can break in your house without a warrant with no presumption, no probable cause. I mean, this is insane.
Now, I'm not saying I'm going to be the one to do it. But I'm just saying, if I were to be a plaintiff, what would be my legal status? My legal status would be of a sovereign. I wouldn't come to the court as a, you know, lowly citizen begging for mercy. I'd walk in there as a sovereign and say, Your Honor, I need redress. I need remedy. I need to get on a plane every now and then for my business, or it's going to be hard.
Because rights aren't given. They're demanded. They're taken.
Well, they've been bestowed upon us by our Creator, and they're inalienable. And that's what we have to stand upon. And that's not a document, fancy, handwritten thing that you hang on the wall. If you go to the Statutes at Large, Volume 1, Page 1 is the Declaration of Independence. It's as good a law as any law you're going to find.
It's the supreme law. So
it's
I'm here. I'm a federal judge. You've been forced to go through a naked body scanner, or they've groped you because you wouldn't.
Right.
What do you say to me?
If you're the judge, I'm going to say, Your Honor, thank you very much for hearing my case. We need redress here because, number one, I have a right to travel. That's an inalienable right. That doesn't have to be listed in the Bill of Rights. I have a right to travel. I have a right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. Now, whoever is on the other side is going to say, well, this is reasonable. And that's what I'm going to say. Show me an instance. I know some people take their Cessnas and that very unfortunate event you had here in your town about a month ago. I'm talking about a commercial airline. We go to get on a plane to conduct business or to visit family. We don't go to blow things up. They have methods in place which have worked for decades, and every time they haven't worked, it hasn't been one of us. It hasn't been a person who's born here, raised here, understands it's here. It's always been someone that doesn't necessarily connect with this country.
And who's always above the law, like the illegals killing everybody.
But there's just this, effort to squeeze us down with everybody else so as to not show favoritism. I want favoritism. I'm a sovereign of this country, and I want favoritism. I've got my American passport. I've got my driver's license. I've submitted to a lot of the things that I don't necessarily...
And that's the fake liberalism, is that, like, citizens are trash, everybody else is God.
I don't understand.
Government's God, illegals are God.
I just flew out of the country to Italy about 5 months ago. I was welcomed. The gentleman asked me one question, stamped my passport, and said, have a nice day. I try to get back into my own country, and it's a four-hour process of disrobing, opening all of your luggage, being questioned.
And that's why our tourism is dying, because people don't want to come here. They know a police state.
And so you always ask the question, what's the real underlying policy? Is the underlying policy really to stop a citizen from committing a terrorist act on a plane? No. The real policy, as you've exposed, is to get us used to being treated like sheep, to get us used to being herded into a line and forced to put our hands up and our head down and photograph.
Look at public schools. They do that everywhere.
It's outrageous is what it is. So there always has to be an alternative to degradation. That has to be reasonable, too. What's wrong with the wand? I disrobe, I take my belt off, I take my shoes off, I take my jacket off. I got four buckets.
All acts of submission.
And then ultimately, though, I still have to be completely patted down without problem.
And I see them at the airport grabbing people's testicles.
Well,
they've never done that to me yet, but I'm going to say, get your hands off that.
I'm not going to let them get close anymore. Now, if I get shut down on a plane, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to miss a vacation. I'm going to be really upset. I'm going to miss a business meeting and have damage. But at some point, someone's going to have to go to the federal court. Now, this is a problem that I've had because I approach all my topics from a legal perspective. As sovereigns, we've set up our state and federal governments to have shared power. We need the judicial branch to start stepping up. I'm not here to criticize judges, but they need to step up. They're part of this fight. They're part of this movement, if you want to know.
And they're getting promoted for being political whores. The citizens need to put pressure on them in the elections.
They're pressurized to just treat everybody the same. They're pressurized to just get everybody through. I go to court every day, all day, Alex, every day, all day. And I see that the pressure is to prosecute. The pressure is to process. The pressure is to convict. The pressure is to convict and extract. We need the judicial people to start stepping up and saying, hey, I've got this black robe on for a reason. And that's to protect the people, not the government created by those people. The real people who have the sovereignty in their blood. Now, that includes everybody. I'm not being exclusive here. I'm just saying, if you're part of this country, then you hold the power in your...
Well, let's make a deal. Let's just say we're above the law like the illegals. No. I mean that's unconstitutional, but I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Well, you know, people ask me all the time when I start talking about sovereignty. People say, well, do you mean a sovereign can drive down the road 100 miles an hour? And my response is, a sovereign's not going to drive down the road 100 miles
Besides,
an hour.
That endangers others.
That endangers others, of course. So what I'm asking regular people, and I use that word people particularly, is to understand that it's not just glorified to be a king or queen. It holds enormous duty. It holds enormous responsibility. And despite the fact that we want to go watch football and we want to raise our kids in a fashion that...
If we're this powerful sovereign, we better act like it.
We now have a call to arms. That may not mean guns and rifles, but whatever a person can do to get involved in the next city council race, next DA's...
And we're not going to save the world individually or with one action, but it's that spirit of action.
In your community, teaching your children, having a neighborhood session or meetup, joining We Are Change, whatever it takes to just exercise your sovereignty. And in the end, it's about mass consciousness and information, because our biggest weapon is the dissemination of information.
Gary Fielder, stay there. Final segment, key information, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Constitutional lawyer, Gary Fielder is our guest. Final segment, retransmission with Bob Chapman, Jesse Ventura, and, of course, yours truly coming up on the InfoWars.com streams and on great AM and FMs everywhere. Don't forget the free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. If you don't have an iPhone, you can send a link to your friends and family. That's how we reach more people. That's activism right there. You see the police and all their royal uniforms, the government, the judges. They're telling you they're special. They're dressing like kings. They're wearing epaulets and jewels and signets of their power. But in America, the power flows from the people. We have to relearn that. Gary, we got 4 minutes left. Other key points you want to make. And if folks can't make a seminar tomorrow in Austin, you can look on his website for other places he's having the seminars. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Just a couple of final thoughts. From my opinion, it's unquestionable that after the Declaration of Independence, the people of the states were sovereign in each state constitution. When we signed the Treaty of Paris with Ben Franklin, John Jay, and John Adams, the sovereignty of King George III was bestowed upon the states. And so, you know, we often think of each state being sovereign. But as the Constitution was drafted in a case very early on when John Jay, who signed the Treaty of Paris, was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, he issued a ruling in Chisholm v. Georgia that said, although the Treaty of Paris bestowed the sovereignty onto the quote-unquote states, the states are the people. So even our states don't hold the quote-unquote sovereignty. We do.
Yeah, and that's blood. A fact. I mean, we don't have a king here.
We don't have a king, state, or federal. And it's in our blood. So when we look at the Constitution and we look at the preamble, it's we, the people, to ourselves and our posterity. So I'm not trying to limit sovereignty or who is in the people. But clearly, however you define the term posterity, if our relatives were on the land, we don't have to worry about who's sovereign and who's not sovereign. We definitely are. So instead of arguing about, you know, who's better or who's worse, I'm simply suggesting that if you know from tracing your family heritage that your family was on the land and they helped build this country, they were bestowed by the king.
They have direct title.
Sovereignty, direct title. So it's not an exclusive game. It's an inclusive game. But if you were bestowed with that sovereignty, then you're going to have to miss some of those football games. You're going to have to miss some of those movies. It's time. It's time now. Everybody's getting called
History
up.
Is happening now.
It's Minutemen time. It's Minutewomen time. And make no mistake about it. Even the Supreme Court cases, which came up through the 18th century, were inclusive of women. Now, there are other issues that have to be resolved with regard to sovereignty, but that's on a more technical basis.
People will learn more in the seminar. Yes, we're never going to have you back for an hour on the phone just on sovereignty. You wanted to talk about Obama briefly.
Just briefly, because part of the sovereignty is knowing who you are. And in the process of knowing who you are, you read a couple of cases about what the term quote-unquote citizen of the United States means, and what the term natural-born citizen means. At the very limit, a natural-born citizen is one who has at least both parents as United States citizens. Both parents could be naturalized. Both parents could be recent immigrants. But a natural-born citizen is one born on the land. So let's forget about the birth certificate. Let's forget about the Hawaii thing and concede that. With two parents.
That's right. We shouldn't have a president whose both parents weren't born here.
At least both parents have to be naturalized or themselves natural born. So with all due respect to Mr. Obama, he can't be the president of the United States because his father was a British citizen.
Gary, you're a constitutional expert. I want to have you back on that subject and your overview for a full hour over the phone in the next few weeks.
That sounds really good, Alex. Thank you so much.
In fact, the producers are out there. Before you leave us, we'll set it up. 8:30 tomorrow, sign-in time at the,
AT&T Event Center at the University of Texas, my proud alma mater, 1987.
And fire out your website one more time.
GigasUp.net and LegalStatusRUs.com.
Gary, great having you in us.
Thank you. Rave on, Alex. Rave on. Thank you.
You bet. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Have a great weekend. I'm going to go in there and fight the New World Order. Two new films coming up, and one of them is already pre-selling at InfoWars.com, Invisible Empire.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.